I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see showers and thunderstorms developing today. Some could be strong to severe both tonight and through the weekend. We'll see a high around 75 degrees. Many of those storms will bring heavy rain. A flash flood watch takes effect tonight and runs through Sunday night. Nurses in the Illinois Department of Corrections, targeted for layoffs by Governor Bruce Rauner's administration, are getting a reprieve. The nurses had received notices that they'd be dismissed in June and replaced with contract employees. But Representative Tim Butler of Springfield says that's no longer the case.
We're happy that the administration has agreed to this. We're happy that the union has, it's my understanding, they've agreed to come back to the table. So I think it's a good opportunity to have a good settlement come out of this.
The governor's office estimated privatizing the nurses could save the state an anticipated $8 million. Authorities have charged two men suspected in an interstate crime spree, which includes a recent shooting incident in Effingham. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
Following that incident, Effingham County State's Attorney Brian Kibler says Effingham City Police authorities were relentless in combing through crime reports from multiple states.
Both individuals are currently in the Lafayette County, Missouri jail for different offenses committed in the state of Missouri. It is believed that these two individuals have committed numerous felony offenses in Nebraska, Illinois, Missouri, and Indiana. That's what we know today.
Kibler says 19-year-old Alan McCray and 23-year-old Victor Linton, both of Omaha, Nebraska, are charged in Effingham County with armed violence and armed robbery. No one was injured in the April 19th incident at the Prime Soul Athletic Shoe and Clothing Store in Effingham. I'm Brad Palmer.
Carl Pinkert was the fourth and final candidate for SIU Carbondale's chancellor position to visit the campus yesterday. He's currently the vice president for research at the University of Alabama. Pinkert also has experience as a professor, department chair, and research director. He says in his past positions, he had to deal with state funding being cut, similar to what Illinois universities are facing now. He believes in being proactive and planning for the future.
I think 5 to 10 years down the road, there are so many different directions that this institution, the appearance may look like. There are a lot that are going to be dependent on the financial wherewithal that is established and developed along the way. I see signature programs on this campus, at least one in every college and school, that will make that college or school a destination for an interested student.
The university is hoping to announce its choice for permanent chancellor in May. We're going to see an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms across the region today. Some of those storms could be strong to severe. We'll see heavy rain as well as a part of a system that will track across the region through Sunday. A flash flood watch takes effect tonight and runs through Sunday night. I'm Jennifer Fuller.